Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Linda Schlegel-Culver of the 108th Legislative District in Northumberland and Snyder Counties. Representative Culver, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of talk about helping out community groups in Pennsylvania, and I understand that some important changes were just made this week that may help them out. What's going on here?
Well, to help the community groups raise needed funds, the House this week approved legislation to update the state's bingo law, which hasn't been updated since 1981. House Bill 1334 would increase limits for prize payouts by licensed groups from $250 to $500 for any bingo game, from $2,000 to $4,000 for jackpot games, and from $4,000 to $8,000 for the total amount of prizes awarded in a single day. This bill would also remove restrictions on the number of days a licensed group may conduct bingo games, permit pre-draw bingo, allow new members of the group to assist in the operation of bingo, authorize non-members to call members, and permit bingo prize amounts to be advertised. House Bill 1334 now moves to the Senate for consideration.
I also understand that there are some changes coming for those who use child seats for infants in Pennsylvania, but it's all for the best and it's to help increase safety. What's going on here?
Well, children under the age of 2 will need to be securely fastened in a rear-facing child safety seat under a new Pennsylvania state law that will take effect in mid-August. Under Act 43 of 2016, a child under the age of 2 must use the rear-facing seat until he or she outgrows the maximum weight and limits designed by the manufacturer of the seat. Previously, state law did not specify how the car seat should be facing. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration currently recommends infants should be in a rear-facing car seat until they weigh at least 20 pounds and are at least 1 year of age. According to the existing state law, children under age 4 must be buckled into a child safety seat. Children ages 4 to 7 years of age must be buckled into a properly secured child booster seat, while children ages 8 to 18 must be buckled in a seatbelt.
Also, in terms of vehicle safety, I understand that there is a PennDOT program that will actually help people out who have medical concerns so that they can get special treatment that they might need if they're in an accident and emergency service providers are on the scene. What's going on here?
When a vehicle crash occurs, seconds count. PennDOT's Yellow Dot program can help emergency responders better tend to the needs of the accident victims. Placing a Yellow Dot decal on your vehicle's rear window alerts first responders to check your glove compartment for vital medical information that will ensure you or your passengers receive specialized attention. To participate, a Pennsylvania resident needs to complete a form which includes the emergency contact information, medical history, medications, allergies, and doctors. PennDOT will then mail out a Yellow Dot kit. A photo showing only the head and shoulders is then taped to the front of the completed personal information sheet before inserting it into the kit's folder to ensure proper identification by emergency personnel during emergencies. For additional information on the Yellow Dot program, visit PennDOT's website at www.dmv.pa.gov.
Representative Culver, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Linda Schlegel-Culver.